Well, I mean, first of all, it's really important to understand that the Russian embassy is not quite in the center of town. So it's actually easier to protect than other embassies who used to be in what is called the Green Zone, Wazi Akbar Khan, which is the center of Kabul. The Russian embassy traditionally, which is a rather large compound, is a little bit further removed from the city center on a big road, and therefore easier also from a security perspective. To protect. Nevertheless, there was an attempted suicide. Well, there was a suicide attack that killed a couple of Taliban guards and two embassy employees today in Kabul, which really hammers home the point that the Taliban continue to be unable to provide any kind of even basic security in the nation's capital.
Yeah, so it was, just looking at the operational aspect here, it was a suicide bombing.
That's what the Taliban tell us. It was an explosion outside the embassy. They were shooting apparently at something or someone. So, all that we can understand at this particular point is that there was indeed a suicide bomber on its way. But,
Okay.
details remain to be seen, but it looks very much like that.
Right. So, what are your thoughts about who might be behind this?
Well, there's a really only a very small group of groups that possibly could have done this. At the moment, I would think everyone's money is on the Islamic State, Khorasan. First of all, the Russian embassy or the Russian presence in Kabul in 2022 is not the Russian presence in 1980 or 1982 during the Afghan war against the Soviet forces. The Russian embassy is currently seen as one of the, or the Russian government is one of the more friendlier governments. Towards the Taliban. In addition to the Chinese, they were the only two nations that actually kept their embassies in Kabul open during the takeover because they had been negotiating with the Taliban separately to the international community and the United States and had received security threats. So definitely it's not the Taliban. But the Islamic State, Khorasan province, has been conducting a rather violent campaign, especially in the last 6 to 8 months, increasing attacks very regularly also in Kabul. One time aimed at really hardcore security officials of the Taliban government. Once, and I think we are discerning a little pattern here potentially, when the Indian government said it would reopen its embassy, a Sikh and Hindu temple were attacked in Kabul, close to the Indian embassy. So I think what the Islamic State is telling everyone here is, number one, we are still here, despite what the Taliban claim that they've broken our back. Number two, if you think about opening an embassy, think twice. The well-protected, considered friendly to the Taliban embassy of Russia, even that one isn't safe in Kabul.
Yeah, you've just covered two of the questions that I was going to ask you, one of which was why and what their message was. So maybe we can drill down a little bit into that, the why the Russian embassy.
I mean, first of all, it's really important to understand the Islamic State sees itself as the ideological competitor to the Taliban regime. They are criticizing the Taliban regime as not being Islamic enough, in inverted commas, as apostates. They now have also started to criticize Al-Qaeda because of the organization's very close symbiotic relationship with the Taliban. And therefore, they say we are the actual Islamic Emirate and we are not content with just the foreigners leaving the country, we now want these apostates out of power. So they're really setting themselves up as competitors. And hence, they're trying at the moment what they have done very successfully in 2014 and 15 in Syria and Iraq. So the target priorities are security forces, number one, ethnic minorities, in particular, Shiite, Hindu, Sikh, who also live in small numbers in the country. Number two, to increase ethnic tension. And number three, any allies or any country that may seem open to a cooperation with the Taliban regime, see India and its trouble to reopen the embassy, and see today the Russian embassy.
So, and the messaging, back to that question, what message do you think Russia will take from this? We understand what you said, the Islamic State's message overall is, but what message do you think the Russians will take from this?
Well, I don't think because of one attack with relatively, like, this could have been much worse if the attacker or the attackers would have entered the compound with relatively limited damage and losses, will not really force the Russian government to withdraw. They see this as a strategic relationship, getting their feet back into a geographically key location in the region. Don't forget, Afghanistan is at the heart of any route between India and Europe. It's close to the Persian Gulf. It's a very good place for the Russians strategically to be. So I don't think they will change their stance towards the Taliban government. They just had a Taliban delegation in Moscow a couple of weeks ago. So this will not change. They possibly will harden a little bit their security. I'm sure they're not quite as happy with the Taliban as they used to be a couple of hours ago. Because they could have been warned, it's now the Taliban's responsibility, and it clearly failed. But I don't think there is, at this point, a great shift in the Russian policy, which is trying to establish itself again in Afghanistan, stronger than it used to be in the last 20 years.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project, JJ Green, WTOP News.